With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to bring on once again the St. John's Prep Lacrosse coach, John Pinchon. And coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you making out this week?
We're doing well, Rick. Get some beautiful weather out. We're wrapping up the regular season here, and we're really looking forward to our home game on Saturday.
All right, let me get to that, coach. I want to ask you about this week, because last time we talked, you had MC St. John Shrewsbury and Hingham left. MC, a big win for you guys in terms of goals. Tell me about the Shrewsbury game. I can't find anything about it. Plus, it was in the middle of all kinds of hullabaloo on campus this week. So what was that like on Tuesday?
Yeah, we with the incidents on Monday, school being canceled on Tuesday, we went out after discussing with our athletic director. We talked with the seniors of the team and the coaches and made a decision that we thought it would be best to play. So we headed out there on Tuesday. Awkward, kind of just weird energy in the group. Game got off to kind of a weird start with some officiating stuff, and then took us a little while to settle in. But the game ended 15-5. We played really well in the second half, and you know, wrapped up our conference schedule. 9-1, so that was a good accomplishment. One of our, you know, outcome goals that we talk about at the beginning of the season is try and win the conference championship. So we shared that this year with BC High, who was also at 9-1.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, kind of partially mission accomplished in our first outcome goal, and now we're getting ready for the postseason here.
John, as an educator and as a coach, priorities can change at the drop of a dime, as we all know. And you mentioned the weirdness. What was it like? I mean, it seems to me that getting back to a normal routine for these young men is so important. And were you able to achieve that on Tuesday, kind of say, okay, this is in the rearview mirror now. Let's look forward to the future once again.
Yes. I think it was, we didn't get to practice Monday. We didn't get to see any of the guys Monday. We kind of just, you know, everyone went their separate ways abruptly. And then to reconvene, we had a meeting before we got on the bus and talked a little bit about it. Kids are really resilient. And I think for student athletes, especially who fall into a routine this late in the season, I would hope that they were able to find some comfort in that routine,
mm-hmm.
and some normalcy in it. The warm up, the bus ride, the halftime, you know, those things that we've been doing. This was our 18th game, counting scrimmages and practices and all that stuff. I think it was like our 56th or 58th. 63rd day of the season. So
okay.
Just getting into that routine, I think, was really important for them. And you know, I told them after the game, I said, let's hope we never have to do this ever again, and let's move on.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. All right, 63. That's incredible. The season goes so fast in the springtime. Now, tell me about the importance of this Hingham game, because they have an incredible record. I believe they are in the last power rankings. They were at number 4, so you are ending the regular season, with a huge challenge on Saturday.
Yeah, Hingham's great. They have always been great. I think John Todd is one of the best coaches in the state. He he perennially produces not only great athletes and lacrosse players, but just a really great program in general. They do things the right way. You see how they handle themselves. You see how they go about their business, and that's kind of something that I've always respected going back to when I was coaching in Beverly. From a lacrosse standpoint, they're really tough. They have, I think, one of the best midfielders, and I think people would certainly be able to make the argument that number 16, Charlie Packard, is the best midfielder in the state all around. He's a really talented player. They get a really good faceoff guy, good goalie, really good, fundamentally solid defense, and then some young guys who've really shown up this year for them. They have a freshman midfielder who's playing really well. It's a big game. They have not lost since it was either their first or second game of the year. They lost to Bishop Girton in triple overtime, like the second week in April. So they're on a 17 game win streak right now.
Okay.
And they play a great schedule. They play a great group of teams out of state, some Connecticut teams. They play, you know, all the top teams in the state. They just beat Cohasset the other day. Cohasset's one of the best teams in Division III. So it's going to be a great game. It was a game which we, you know, I think we, John and I, we started playing this at the end of the season. We used to play early in the season. We moved it a couple years ago during the COVID year to Memorial Day weekend. And we were having a great time doing it. We think it's a great way to get us ready for the playoffs. And then this year, there were some changes in the cutoff date. We actually thought we weren't going to be able to even play. Went back and forth. I actually remember going back, like we were texting and calling each other and trying to frantically get it set up. But once the MIA moved their date back, we were able to play on Saturday morning. So it should be a great, great high school lacrosse game. We're really excited to be able to get out there and compete against them.
It's such a marquee matchup. There should be some kind of cup or trophy to the winner of this game.
yeah, no, it's just, it's. I mean, they're good, and they've always been good, so it's fun playing them.
I guess finally, John, as we go into the playoffs, I know that you focus game to game, but as you said, your kids are into a routine. They know what to do. They know where they are. They know what their roles are. Have you as a staff started looking forward to or preparing for the tournament, or what do you usually do this time of year when you've got your last regular season game, you know, coming up, and then the tournament starts next week or the week after?
I think there's a couple things we do. I mean, we certainly try with when we're athlete facing, when we're in front of the guys, it is definitely all about the next game right in front of us.
Right.
But at this point in the year, there's things that we've been doing. We've slightly adjusted some of our strength and conditioning things. We've started adding some stuff in that we're working on, which would be things which we would really only use potentially maybe once or twice all season in the playoffs. So we've been working those more in practice, doing a lot more situational work. So just trying to get those things in ahead of time so that we're not cramming them in like in June, I think is really important. And I think for us as coaches, being aware of the schedule, how everything works. And then on the other side of that is being really clear and communicative with the families, the parents and the kids once the schedules come out about like, hey, you know, this is what Memorial Day weekend on is going to look like. Here's when the games are potentially going to be. Here's what the practice schedule is going to look like so that they're all well aware. It's a super challenging time to be a high schooler because if you're a senior, you're into graduations, proms, potentially jobs. If you're an underclassman, you're like looking at the end of the finish line here academically and you have tests, assignments, quizzes. So it just, there's a lot, and I think the more we can do as coaches behind the scenes to manage and prepare while still staying true to what we talk about with the team each day and really staying focused on what's in front of us today. You know, today, Thursday, May 25th, let's go out and have a great practice this afternoon. This is the stuff we want to get better at. And then, you know, behind the scenes, we as coaches are working to get ready for June. We want the kids to just be ready for tomorrow.
Perfect, perfect. Coach, congratulations on a spectacular season so far, and I hope we can bug you again during the tournament.
Yeah, definitely. I love it. I really enjoy these interviews. So
thank you, Coach. All right, good luck. Take care. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, bye-bye. That is John Pinchon, who is the St. John's Prep lacrosse coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.